listener production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your local briefing. Some locals are demanding answers after Talker Solar Farm project east of Wagga could be moved to a new location. The Maid's Gully Farm is said to be built near Barambola, but the Riverina's Sustainable Foods Alliance says they've heard talk it could be moved to a renewable energy zone. It's all for it being relocated, saying it shouldn't be built on prime agricultural land, demanding Spark Energy come clean on its plans. A truck crash north of Griffith has claimed a man's life. Officers were called to Cahills Road in Gulgawa yesterday afternoon after his truck collided with a tree. The driver, believed to be in his 60s, died at the scene. Police are investigating. It's hoped a new report into the staggering cost of rent will shine a spotlight on the need for more social and affordable housing. In Wagga and Griffith, more than 700 people are on a social housing waiting list, while rents have increased in cost by more than 6%. Community Housing Industry Association Chief Mark Digitati says many locals are unsure where they'll be living in the new year.
Every day that the state government delays on making decisions to invest in more social and affordable housing is another day that these families have to wait, often living in cars or tents or in the garage of their family home.
And it could soon become easier for renters to keep pets here in the Riverina. Following in the footsteps of our neighbouring states, the New South Wales government is looking for feedback on the current laws, which have forced pet owners to surrender their furry friends at alarming rates due to the rental crisis. The RSPCA says it's more important than ever that we see a change, especially for those fleeing family violence. Taking a look at sport, anticipation's building for a huge weekend at the Wagga Speedway. On Saturday, it's playing host to both the Australian Supercross Championship and the Australian Freestyle Motocross Championship. Some of the biggest names are coming from all over the world to take on our homegrown stars at Yarragundi.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.